In the shadow of your wings, we will sing your praises, O Lord. The Lord is our light, our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the refuge of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? In the shadow of your wings, we will sing your praises, O Lord. Welcome. Welcome to you all. Let us start together by allowing our souls to sing God's praises.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy.
To use a slightly different confession this morning, one from the Celtic Daily Prayer from the Northumbria community. I'm particularly fond of this confession because Firstly, for those of us who are not in church this Sunday morning, it talks about seeking God in his temple. There may be some of you who are sad that you're not able to come to church. And even if you are not sad and absolutely thankful to be able to worship God on your own, this still is an important thing to consider. Whenever we order our lives around a love of God, whenever we let our love of God describe and shape our lives, then we step into God's house. Wherever you are, once the house is ordered by God, you step into it. And secondly, there is a challenge here for us. A challenge to really consider how much we do seek God, how much we do love him. So let us start together. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that we seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do we seek him with all our hearts? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do we seek him with all our souls? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do we seek him with all our minds? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do we seek him with all our strength? Amen. Christ, have mercy.
The Gospel reading is taken from Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowd followed him on foot from the town. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed the sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's getting late. Send out the crowd away so they can go to a village and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the Gospel of Christ according to Matthew.
There are many ways of entering into this very well-known and loved story. There is our Lord, who, having heard the news of John's death, takes himself away, perhaps seeking solitude or prayer or just time to be sad. And then finding the crowd waiting for him. If I had been him, I would have paddled swiftly away, hoping they hadn't seen me. But it is a mark of our Lord's compassion that he beaches his boat and climbs out to be with them. Then there are the disciples, blinking at the news that they are to feed the thousands before them. They have my sympathy. And then stunned by what happens when the little they can offer is transformed through Christ into a feast. A challenge to all of us who hang back in service to others because of the paucity of what we can offer. And then there are the crowds. The crowds who have sought Jesus, clambering, rushing, dawdling, but seeking him willy-nilly. And now find themselves in a darkening and remote place. It occurs to me that those of us who travel life trying to follow Jesus will always come at some time or another to a darkening place, darkening and bleak. It could be grief, bereavement. It could be an unexpected betrayal or a financial crisis. Or it could be, and surely will be, the darkening of our time on earth. Someone spoke to me recently about how when you're older, there is a growing awareness that between this moment and the time of being caught up to heaven, there will be something to be got through. That dying, the dying process lies ahead of us all. We don't know what it will be like, but we know that it lies ahead of us. And for some of us, though of course we never know, it will be sooner rather than later. And that is a bleak and darkening thought. We might trust God to be there at the end, but there is something to be got through first. Jesus sees the distress of those who have followed him, and he doesn't turn his boat away. He comes to meet them, to provide for their needs, even in the remote and difficult place. Jesus is not just ahead of us in heaven. He is there to sustain us through each part of the journey. My daughter is staying, and I have asked her to lead us into this slightly different expression of faith, again from the Northumbria community. Perhaps it was written with that crowd in mind. Perhaps it was written for us.
Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe.
In that rather solemn expression of faith, there is a seed of great joy. We can and we do trust God's faithfulness. Jesus does walk beside us on whatever path lies before us, and he will help us manage. And I think it is because of that joy that actually the followers of Jesus are able to step out and to offer our own bread and fishes for the needs of the world, however Jesus presents them to us, and do it joyfully. Before we pray, I wonder if you remember this next song. The first time I heard it, I swear the travellers were going to Belper, not Glaston. And I was so delighted, as if I had met Jesus amongst the lanes that I knew. I haven't managed to find that version, but I think we can hear Belper if we choose to.
As I was a-walking one morning in spring, I met with some travellers on an old country lane. One was an old man, the second a maid, the third was a young boy who smiled as he said. With the wind in the willows and the birds in the sky, there's a bright song to warm us wherever we lie. We have bread and fishes and a jug of red wine to share on our journey with all of mankind. So I sat down beside them with the gay flowers around. We ate from our mantle spread out on the ground. They told me of people, of prophets and kings, and told of the one God who knew everything. With the wind in the willows and the birds in the sky, there's a bright song to warm us wherever we lie. We have bread and fishes and a jug of red wine to share on our journey with all of mankind. So I asked them to tell me their names and their race, that I might remember with kindness and grace. My name it is Joseph, this is Mary my wife, and this is our young son who is our dear life. With the wind in the willows and the birds in the sky, there's a bright song to warm us wherever we lie. We have bread and fishes and a jug of red wine to share on our journey with all of mankind. We are travelling to Glaston, down England's green lanes, to hear of men's troubles, to hear of men's pains. We travel the wild world, over land, over sea, to tell all the people how they can be free. With the wind in the willows and the birds in the sky, there's a bright song to warm us wherever we lie. We have bread and fishes and a jug of red wine to share on our journey with all of mankind. With the wind in the willows and the birds in the sky, there's a bright song to warm us wherever we lie. We have bread and fishes and a jar.
jug of red wine to share on our journey with all of mankind.
As we pray this morning, let us pray with open hands, for to give and to receive, our open hands reach out in prayer to our God. Lord, we open our hands and hearts to you this morning. In this sad and solemn time, we pray for healing and comfort. We pray for all as we are touched by this time of plague and loss, and the fear of the virus that we face may be returning. We know that your miracles spread far and wide, and in our busy lives, we sometimes forget that you are there, and miracles may be far from our lives. As we read in the Bible the story with the loaves and fishes, he placed them into your hands and you fed the thousands on the hillside. Many then, and probably now, gasp in amazement at this unbelievable act. Lord, nothing that comes from you is unbelievable. You made our world, you made our lives, and you care for us in every way. For those of us with faith, strengthen it. And for those without, bring them into faith in you. We pray this morning for your healing hands on the sick, whether in body or in the mind. Soothe our wounds, our pains, place your hands onto us and lift our spirits as we search for help at this time of pandemic and loneliness. We ask for light and help for those who may be in the awful time of their work being lost due to economic circumstances. Help us, Lord, to open our hands to those around us that need us to open our hands, to hold them in their times of need. Help us to open our hearts to sadness and fear. Give us gentle words to bring comfort. This morning there is news of mothers and babies dying in Uganda because of the lack of care. Father, help us to help them. Help and comfort all those who have lost loved ones. Bring love to hold their tears and grief. Lord, we ask these things in your name. Lord, give us the sight and faith to look beyond our borders, to the people of the world, many not only under the threat of COVID, but who also face starvation and war. We pray for the complete and wonderful miracle of peace in your name. We pray for the miracle of food for the hungry and knowledge for those not blessed with learning. Shine a light on our ignorance and help us to bring the loaves and fishes of peace, food, kindliness and knowledge to the poor, living in much more difficult circumstances than we can ever imagine. Speak to us, Lord. We are listening. Our senses are centered on you. Make us a house of prayer to worship you forever. Amen. Let us keep our hands open to the Lord and say together his prayer, the one our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have had a fair old mixture of music today. We've started with Matt Redman gloriously opening our praise with Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Then we've had Teze, and then we've just had the Houghton Weavers, I think that's how you pronounce it, with all their wonderful lyrical joy. And life, of course, is like that. It's a real old mixture. Some places and some things seem familiar, and some are challenging and more difficult. But wherever we are, and however we sing, if we allow the love of God for us and are seeking to love him to shape our lives, then we will be singing within the house of God. Let us receive his blessing. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, fill your hearts and minds with the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always, now and forever. Amen. Let us sing together, All My Hope in God is Founded.